Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sally Rhodes, registered nutritionist with the Hunt Regional Healthcare System. Good morning.
Good morning.
You do a lot of work with diabetes patients, right?
Yes, I do.
And you sent me an article on pre-diabetes, and I have to tell you that I had never heard of pre-diabetes before.
A lot of people have heard it as borderline diabetes, so your blood sugar is higher than normal, but not high enough to be classified as diabetes yet.
So, has this been something that has been recognized for a long time?
The borderline name has been...
That's a more familiar name.
For a while now. But a lot of times, you know, they'll just say, oh, watch what you eat, you know, and that's it. But really, we see a lot of patients at our center with pre-diabetes, and what they can do is kind of change some habits and turn that around.
Yeah. Now, a fairly high percentage of Americans have pre-diabetes, and the thing is, the article you sent me, that a lot of them are not diagnosed for whatever reason.
That's right, or they just don't know. A lot of them don't go to the doctor, and they never get, you know, their blood sugar drawn, and they never know.
So, something on the order of 90% don't know that they have pre-diabetes?
Could be. Per that article, that's what it said. I think a lot of times people don't hear that diagnosis and they think they're good. You know, they hear borderline or you're close. People, or we're going to watch it.
People hear what they want to hear sometimes, don't they?
Yeah. Well, because no one wants to be diagnosed with a disease. I mean.
Now, this is determined by blood tests.
Yes. They can do a couple different ones. A1C is really common. It gets their average blood sugar for the last 3 months. They'll do fasting blood sugar, you know, just the normal one you take with the labs. And then they can also do a glucose tolerance test where they give you basically a sugar solution to drink and then test your blood sugar. Mm-hmm.
So what are the symptoms of pre-diabetes?
Similar to type 2, a lot of times excessive thirst, frequent urination, but pre-diabetes doesn't have a lot of symptoms, really. Most people feel just fine, honestly. Diabetes, on the other hand, is where you're going to have the frequent urination, excessive thirst, hunger. Those are some of the common ones. Weight loss without trying. But pre-diabetes, typically everyone feels just fine.
We're talking with Sally Rhodes, registered nutritionist with the Hunt Regional Healthcare System. And people with pre-diabetes are not necessarily likely to get diabetes.
They don't have to. You know, if they change up their routine, lose weight. That's the biggest thing. Lose weight, exercise, watch what they eat. There, I say it again. But change their diet up a little bit, they can prevent it from going on to diabetes.
But not treated, it probably will go on to diabetes.
That's right.
Do you encounter people with pre-diabetes?
Yes. At our center, we see patients with pre-diabetes as well as type 2 and type 1 diabetes, as well as gestational diabetes, diabetes with pregnancy. So we treat patients with all conditions.
And it's common then? Pre-diabetes?
Yes. Really, you know, as our society, like we've talked before, holding on to more weight, eating poorly, little exercise, all of those set up you put you at higher risk for pre-diabetes.
We do associate diabetes with being overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the number one factor, or are there other factors?
All the factors, ethnicity, age, weight, physical inactivity, all of those things put you at risk. One, to my knowledge, is not greater than the other. They all put you at risk. We also see, you know, you can see patients all the time who may be very overweight but don't have diabetes. So it doesn't, there's not one thing
sure
that says you have this, you're going to have diabetes or pre.
What do you do typically with folks who have either pre-diabetes or full-blown diabetes, type 2, I think, diabetes, you call it?
We try to help them a lot with meal planning. That's usually the hardest. You know, once they get taking their medicines down, checking their blood sugar, we work on that. Pattern management, where we look at their blood sugars and what they're eating and try to help them out. But a lot of it is the meal planning. Learning about foods, portion sizes, meal planning. We do a lot of that, snack ideas. Carbohydrate counting is what I do most with our diabetes patients, but we'll see them several times, and we do offer classes to help them in a group setting to help them learn more about diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up on the American Diabetes Association. You can get normal and pre-diabetes ranges. With the internet, you know, you can get all those ranges. Just know your labs and know if they're creeping up, even if they're not pre-diabetes, but getting close, oh, maybe I need to make some changes.
Okay,
so just keep an eye on your own labs is also good.
And if anyone has any concern about this at all, they could contact you or someone else, one of the other nutritionists with the Hunt Regional Healthcare System.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
We're located at the hospital in Greenville.
Good. Sally, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks.
Sally Rhodes, registered nutritionist with the Hunt Regional Healthcare System, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station.